This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has said that 100% supply of domestic PNG and CNG for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said around 1,25,000 domestic and commercial connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks. She said over the last 3 days, more than 5,600 consumers have successfully switched to PNG. Ms. Sharma said that the centre has asked all state governments to extend cooperation in the expansion of PNG networks and has proposed providing an additional 10% commercial LPG.
The domestic consumption is a priority and government will review looking into the situation. A control order, the supplies to the domestic consumers has been prioritized and that is still the case as on today. For others, also the LNG is available. Those who want can contact GAIL or the marketing divisions of Indian Oil Corporation. And regarding online supplies, I am reiterating again and again on every day, our supplies have not dipped. Yesterday also it was, some of the days supplies has been very high. And if I say yesterday, total booking of 56 lakhs and the supply was 55 lakhs.
The government has launched a resilience and logistic intervention for export promotion relief scheme to support Indian exporters affected by the West Asia conflict. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal said the government is coordinating with key ministries and overseas missions to support exporters in view of the conflict. The U.S. has issued a stark warning to Iran following missile strikes on Qatar's key energy infrastructure as tensions continue to escalate across West Asia. President Donald Trump said Washington would respond forcefully to any further Iranian attacks on Qatari facilities, warning he could blow up Iran's South Pars gas field if such strikes are repeated. In response, Doha has ordered Iranian military and security attaches to leave the country, calling the attack a serious violation of sovereignty and a direct threat to regional stability. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said the country must work in mission mode to emerge as a global hub of indigenous drone manufacturing in the next few years. The minister was addressing the National Defense Industries Conclave in New Delhi.
Today, India needs to create a drone manufacturing ecosystem in which we are completely Atmanirbhar. I know this is not an easy task because in most countries where drones are manufactured, many critical components are imported, especially from China. For India's defense preparedness and strategic autonomy, it is essential that India becomes completely Atmanirbhar in drone manufacturing.
Bharat Atmanirbhar ban kar rahega, duniya ki koi taakat humko rok nahi sakti.
The BJP has released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sharma will contest from Jalukbari constituency. The BJP has also issued its second list of 39 candidates for the Keralam Assembly polls. Former state BJP chief Kumanam Rajasekharan will contest from Aranmula seat. Meanwhile, electioneering is intensified in Keralam as last date of filing nominations is Monday. BJP has also announced its candidates for the upcoming assembly by-elections in various states. President Draupadi Murmu offered prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya today. She also installed 150-kilogram gold-plated Sri Ram Yantra as part of special religious ceremonies. The traditional New Year festivals of Chaitra, Shukladi, Ugadi, Guri Parva, Chetichand, Navreh and Sajibu Chairoba have been celebrated in different parts of the country today. The festivals mark the advent of the Hindu New Year and welcome the spring season, symbolizing spiritual purification and new beginnings. The day also marks the beginning of Chaitra Navratri. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted people on the occasion. Benchmark domestic equity indices plunged over 3% today amid a broad-based sell-off. The Sensex nosedived 2,497 points to 3.26% to close at 74,207. And that is the end of this news bulletin.